Hello and welcome back to the Stay Safe Podcast Toolbox Talk series. I'm Liam Scott and today we're beginning with one of the most familiar and often misunderstood foundations of laboratory safety, PPE, or personal protective equipment. Now, PPE might feel routine. You put on your lab coat, your safety glasses, your gloves, and then you get on with the day. But in laboratories across the UK, routine can quickly turn into complacency. And when we're working with hazardous chemicals, biological materials, or delicate experiments, complacency can lead to real harm. So let's break this down properly. PPE is your final line of defense. Not your first, not your only, but your last barrier if something goes wrong. A splash, an aerosol, a minor spill, even unexpected glassware failure can all cause injuries in seconds. But the issue is that over-reliance on PPE is extremely common. You'll have seen it yourself. Someone moves from a general bench, working straight on handling corrosive chemicals, but they're still wearing everyday safety glasses instead of sealed, chemical-resistant goggles. Safety glasses are great for particulates, but they're not enough to stop a splash reaching the eye. And a splash in the eye is an emergency, and that only takes one lapse to cause permanent damage. So wearing PPE properly, it isn't just about what PPE you wear, it's how you wear it. Lab coats should always be buttoned up fully, from the neck down to the last fastening. Leaving a coat open exposes clothing underneath, and every extra layer a chemical has to travel through makes a difference in an incident. The gloves that you wear must be compatible with the chemicals you're using. Latex, nitrile, neoprene. They're not interchangeable. Some chemicals pass through glove material far quicker than most people can realise. So before starting any task, we do simple pre-use checks. Are your goggles cracked, scratched, or loose around the seal? Are your gloves intact with no tears, punctures, or residue? Is your lab coat clean, properly fitted, and fully fastened? These small, basic checks can help prevent big problems.
This podcast is being provided by Scott Risk Management, specialist health and safety consultants. If you operate an SME business, you know that meeting all of the business needs is a juggling act. If you want to simplify safety, save time, and stay compliant, SRM Genie is the solution. For more information, head to the details at the end of this episode.
And across scientific centres, we often see PPE worn continuously, even when staff change tasks. That might feel easier, but it is an increased risk. For example, wearing chemical splash gloves and then touching equipment, door handles, or computers, moving into a clean workspace wearing contaminated sleeves, wearing cosmetics, jewellery or wrist devices that trap chemicals, leaving safety glasses on instead of switching to goggles for splash risk work. Each of these habits bypasses hazard barriers and increases contamination risk. Good PPE practice relies on one thing, intentional action. You choose the PPE for the task, not for convenience. And PPE should never replace good practice. PPE isn't magic. It works only when combined with proper risk assessment, engineering controls like fume hoods and LEV, good laboratory practices, correct chemical handling, housekeeping and emergency readiness. If you rely on PPE alone, you're missing the point of laboratory safety. Personal protective equipment is simple, but its importance cannot be overstated. Every time you fasten your lab coat properly, change your gloves between tasks, or choose goggles over standard glasses, you reduce the chance of harm, not just to yourself, but to everyone sharing the laboratory with you. That's what safe science looks like. Not dramatic gestures, but consistent habits. That's it for today's episode of the Stay Safe Podcast. Next time, we'll look at the small daily behaviours that make scientific work safer, from proper lab coat etiquette to maintaining a strong barrier between yourself and hazardous materials. Thanks for listening, and until next time, stay safe.
This podcast has been provided by SRM, the owners of the bespoke health and safety management software SRM Genie, created for and focused on supporting SME businesses. If you would like more information on how you can simplify safety, save time, and stay compliant, go to www.srmgeniesoftware.co.uk.